Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on Afternoon Drive, we do have something we got to get to real quick here, because I was surprised. You and I disagree on the if Haslam comes out and says, "My bad, guys. I can do better. I will do better. I will be better." I tend to think that's what people want to hear. I don't think you and I would accept it, but I think that's what people want to hear. We got some calls on this, but you and I disagree on something else that I was blown away by.
Okay.
Because there was a story I put in the DMs today, and I was thinking, like, we'll see if we have time for it today, right? We'll see how. And it was basically this, and I don't know the details beyond this, so if there's anything else, guys, I'm reading the tweet, I'm not reading the story, okay?
Okay.
But a guy by the name of Ryan Ferguson, who spent 10 years in prison, is set to receive $38 million payout after being wrongly convicted of murder. And the first comment I see in the actual DMs is "worth it" by you.
Yeah, not an accident. I'm shocked that this is not your answer.
Because it's prison.
Okay, but it's 10 years of your life, which obviously isn't ideal and isn't great. There's no 10-year section of my life. If I plan to live to be, I don't know, 75 to 85, somewhere in that range,
yeah.
I've bumped it up a little bit. I'll take 1/8 of my life to never have to work again, never have to worry about money in any sort of way, never have to 1/10 of my life. And oh, by the way, with prison, like I need some of our own parameters in this. Do I go in knowing that $38 million is at the end of it for me?
No.
Or do I go in and then this is just after the fact? It is
you,
what it is.
You live it the way this man has lived it.
Okay. Now the part that stinks about it for this guy is that for a 10-year stretch, people walked around talking about him as if he was a cold-blooded murderer.
Yeah.
That stinks.
And people still might, by the way, because you know not everyone's going to hear about the
Who's
wrongly convicted.
Loud Mail and all this other nonsense that it comes from. Right? Like not everyone gets the word on that. Not
really Loud, by the way.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I like Loud Mail better. It should change the name.
I just like Loud Mail. It's like my grandpa reading the mail.
He's screaming at you.
Ryan Ferguson! No. It's got to be just the way that he experienced it.
Still not great, because in my world, I'm living with the idea that, like, my wife would know for 10 years I'm just gone and I'm away. But she can come and visit me, and she knows at the end of 10 years, then we're sitting on $38 million. Like, that's not a bad deal.
Yeah, no. In this scenario, she leaves you and somebody else raises your daughter.
Me. She would clearly leave me, and she'd have no other... Although, that could be another discussion for another time.
Wait,
as well.
You think she would stick with you through wrongly convicted murder?
I would stay with her. What does that look for?
I think that look is I don't believe you.
If she called me at 3 a.m. and said, I got in some trouble. I need some help here. I'm helping her.
Wait, you mean you're going to dispose of the body? What do you mean?
Whatever she wants. It's my wife right there.
Okay.
Whatever she wants.
Okay, so now we're saying you're an accomplice. That's different.
Yes, I'm admitting to being an accomplice on the radio right now to everyone. Yes, I would be.
You're an accomplice of love. I do like the idea. Okay.
She can murder one person, and I think I'm still with her till the end of time. I think, yeah.
Yeah, but this is, so it's not the murdering that's the problem in this case. It's her going to the Huskow with it, because you don't go in thinking, well, 10 years from now, I'm going to walk out of here.
No, that is the problem.
It's the rest of your life.
Yeah, no, that sucks.
You think it's the rest of your, for 10 years, you're sitting in the cell thinking, I didn't do this, this is unfair, and I this is the rest of my life now. I don't think you understand how bad it is in prisons, by the way. Do you need to watch Shawshank? Because there are sections of that movie. There are sections of that movie. The detail. By the way,
how do you think I would do in prison?
Not well. Not
Nobody
well.
Nobody ever thinks I would do well in prison.
No, because that's not. No.
No one ever thinks I would. I would probably lay low. Or I would. I don't know. Maybe I just.
What do you mean you would lay low?
I'd lay low.
How do you lay low in prison?
By the way, I am very persuasive when it comes to, like, don't beat me up. We can settle this. I think that would go in my favor in prison.
In real life, yeah. By the way, there's a way.
$38 million is a lot of money. You know how much money $38 million is?
There's a way you can be persuasive in prison.
I don't have to worry about anything for the rest of my life if I have $38 million.
Let me get this out.
Not a single thought has to cross my brain for the rest of my life if I have $38 million.
There is a way you can be persuasive to not get beat up in prison, and neither of us want to make that devil's trade. Okay, like, I'm just saying. Yeah, there's a lot of guys that are persuasive to not get beat up in prison.
And
hard pass. Easy, Kayla. Easy.
It'd go one of two ways for me, and I think a lot of people bet on the first way instead of the second way, and I always hate how I'm a little bit this is like people that never think I'm handy in any sort of way either. I was like, there's no way you're doing that. And I'm like, I can watch a YouTube video and put it together, guys. I can figure it out.
Okay, so where's the YouTube video on how
that's the handy side of things?
Candy?
That's the handy side of things, not the prison side of things, which in this discussion might go hand in hand.
Here's the thing. I look like the guy who would be good at prison.
You? Oh, yeah, I know you do. You're large.
Because I am a large man.
I'm 6'2". You guys act like I'm 5'7" all the time.
But you're slender. You just, there's a softness
there's
about you.
There's something about me, I know.
I'm not soft.
I'm the least threatening human to ever exist on planet Earth, apparently.
So I'm the guy who probably could just straight up eat in prison. Like, I'd have a harem, all right? I've had a couple hustles going on. I'd be doing very well.
That's it, my version of prison. I'm like a card shark almost, you know? I'm almost like, you know when Worm goes to prison in Rounders and he comes out with the ace up his sleeve tattoo, but before he leaves, he just, like, dumps all the cigarettes on the table because he's got just so many of them, but he's like, I'll give it back to you guys. That's me. I'm Worm. I'm Worm in Rounders. I just turned into a card shark.
I think that's what you want to be.
I gamble my way into being just like this awesome prison inmate.
You don't go into prison thinking.
And then I come out $38 million richer.
Hoping you're going to be good at prison. No. You're going to plan for it.
There's no hope here. There's no hope here.
Yeah, that's kind of the point. But you also need to prepare for the fact that prison's probably going to go as bad as it possibly can go. And that's kind of what you got to go.
I think you're underestimating how many days in a row I could eat ramen noodles. A lot of days, Nick.
Yeah.
A lot of days.
I don't think ramen's going to get you through.
A lot of days.
I'm the guy who will do well in prison, and I'm saying $38 million.
So, no on $38 million.
No. No. There's no amount of money for a decade in prison when you don't know you're going to get out.
What if you're like maybe 30 years from now?
Okay.
Not that I think prison becomes a little bit easier when you're older, right? You're not trying to. You're not, you know, there's no, like, macho-ness attached to it all. People are like, you've seen some things. You know, they give you the benefit of the doubt a little bit.
No.
Kayla shook her head yes. No. I think that's a real thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think
being older in prison might be the easier way to go.
There's no easy in prison.
I like how you open this being like, have you seen enough Shawshank? Like, as if you have a frame of reference that is beyond movies. I think movies have warped your brain a little bit.
And
in this.
60 Minutes. 60 Minutes has told me what happens in prison, and they're still probably only telling me, like, the better 50%.
Yeah, we both have TV shows to go off of as far as our prison experiences. Exactly. The one time in high school, and I told you the story before, I think, where they took us down in Cook County. They took it down to the big prison in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
And it's a field trip, and the whole idea is that you're supposed to go to the field trip, and then they just kind of show you around the prisons. It's for, like, the good kids in class, and it is what it is. And then we go into this room, and they just start yelling incredibly loud and just really intimidating things at us, these prisoners that came out. And then this guy comes in and he sees everyone yelling and he goes, not this group. As if we were supposed to be like scared straight or something like that. No, we were the good kids. We weren't supposed to be scared straight. Yeah, a little bit of a mistake
there. And here's the thing. It clearly didn't work.
No, I did not get scared.
Maybe you should have been in the scared straight group.
$38 million?
Kayla, $38 million for 10 years in prison.
Come on, Kayla. Be honest about it.
Only if I knew about it.
Nope.
Only if I did.
You go in not knowing.
I'm a mom. It's a little bit different because I have...
Yeah, because God don't have kids.
Well, no, but it's a little bit different.
I think that's a little reverse misogyny. I don't know. I don't like
reverse misogyny.
The kids would have no chance without me for 10 years.
10 years, you would do horribly in prison. I'm sorry. I just was
absolutely not. Exactly for that reason. Absolutely not.
Yeah. JP might have a chance. Mac would have... you could say $1 billion, and I don't think it's worth it for Mac. Mac would be the bottom of the barrel in prison, and that is not where you want to be.
Oh, gee.
The Kayla. 5 at 5 next on 92.3 The Fan.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.